Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. Merry Christmas. I hope you all had a good one. If you didn't, I hope it was easier than you'd prepared yourself for. Now, I am sat here recording it on YouTube and I'm asking myself, should I take my glasses off or not? But I made myself loads of notes for this episode that I'm not sure I can or not. But I will. Do you know what? I'm going to try. I've took my glasses off only because the light was glaring on the lens. So if you're watching this back on YouTube, it might get on your nerves. So I've taken the glasses off. Right. Let's treat this as not necessarily a Boxing Day episode, but an end of year episode, right? We're not ready to jump into 2024 yet. That episode is coming on the 2nd of Jan. We are having a lovely end of year episode. I have a cup of coffee. So I want you to get sat comfortable. And we're going to treat this like almost you are on my month manifest, one of my month manifest live sessions. And we're treating it as a lovely session or an academy session, and I'm going to act like, as I'm doing this to you, that you are here with me and you are on Zoom with me and we're doing this work together. And I'm hoping this is going to be a lovely episode for you to really take some actionable, is that the word that I want to use? Almost like a not a goal setting thing, because this isn't what we're going to do, but a growth episode, shall we say. And I want us to finish December with lessons learned and reflections and growth, not disappointment or feeling flat. I mean, I have no idea. You could be on high and going, Jude, I'm not disappointed. I had an amazing year. Congratulations. Then there's always room for growth. Okay. So we're going to do a little bit of that. So the things that I want you to do right now is, as I say, get a lovely cuppa or a hot chocolate, or I should probably include a glass of wine, whatever you want, whatever's comforting to you. If you are in your jammies and you've got your new Christmas jammies on, if you've got your slipper socks on, whatever it is, we'll see. I'm at the point. But I always have. We have like hard floors all through the house. Sorry, I'm just getting myself comfortable. We have hard floors all through the house. So I've always got slipper socks on. Now, I'm going to blame my daughter for this. But at the moment, I have none that match. And I'm like, is this an end of year thing? And I'm just waiting for my Christmas ones, which I'm hoping, as you're listening to this, I will have had Christmas socks given to me, gifted to me off somebody. Because I love a Christmas sock, a fluffy Christmas slipper sock. And not the ones that are like fully layered. They're too much to put on. Just ones that you can slip on and they're fluffy and they're comfortable. Why was I saying that? Oh, yes. So get prepared, get comfy, whatever that is, a lovely blanket around you. That, do you remember that thing that came out a few years ago called, it didn't come out, but we were made aware of it over here, which was that saying in, oh God, I want to say Switzerland, but it probably wasn't, called Hygge. And it was all about that love and care that you give yourself. Hygge is literally sitting with a cuppa and just enjoying the moment. That's what we're going to do in this one. And it's not a session to beat yourself up. It's not a session to have a go at yourself for what did or didn't happen this year. This is a beautiful session of growth. Okay, so we're going to start with, and I want you to write all this down, what was amazing and why? What was amazing and why that came from the year gone? Now, it might not have been anything that was on your vision board. It could have been something where, I always remember one of the things that really stands out for me that I wasn't expecting, that I never thought would happen for me. It's going to sound really sad. But my friend, when I lived next door to her, and again, we became friends because she lived next door. We didn't move next door to each other. She knocked on my door on my birthday, 2nd of January, little reminder again for you there. 2nd of January, and knocked at my door wearing, she was in her jammies, I was in my jammies, and she was wearing a happy birthday banner around herself. And she had a cake and she had a little present for us. Now, I can't tell you, as somebody who has a 2nd of birthday January, a 2nd of January birthday rather, how much that meant to me, because I have always been under no illusions that people should remember my birthday, because one, anyway, I'm forgetful. Like, doesn't matter when your birthday is, whatever time of year, I am really forgetful. I'm forgetful with my friends, I'm forgetful with their kids now. Like, I mean, it's just got worse over the years because they've expanded their brood. So now I get to forget everyone's, and I'm really bad at it. It's a development area that I've never overcame, I'll be honest. So sorry if I've got any friends listening. I love you all. I just forget. So one, my expectation is low for people remembering my birthday because I don't remember theirs. Two, it's 2nd of January. Like, you've managed to get through remembering stuff for people's Christmas. You've got through New Year. The last thing you're remembering is my birthday. So to have somebody turn up on my doorstep with a cake and a banner and a little gift was lush. And that would have been a standout moment for me that year. It was a long time ago, but that would have been. So it doesn't have to be anything you achieved and why. It could have just been something that was so lovely. Like, one of the other things that I remember from last year, which I just remember being amazing, which is nuts because it wasn't anything that in your head you could write home about, but it was something that I just remember. It was a rainy day. And we had lots of rainy days this year, didn't we, guys? Like, I bought an actual raincoat this year because we've had a lot of rainy days. And it was a rainy day. Wasn't necessarily cold, if I do remember rightly. It wasn't necessarily cold, but it was a rainy day. But we'd already decided to go to, oh God, what was it? We'd already decided to go to Cragside, which is a national trust near us in the northeast of England. It's beautiful. If you're not from the area, please do Google it. It's one of the prettiest places. And we'd already decided that's where we were going to go. My friend, her two little boys, and my husband. I think her husband was meant to come, but then he'd had to do something else. Anyway, we all still ended up going, but not her husband, rather. And we took pack lunches as well. We knew it wasn't going to be an amazing day. We had prepared that it might rain, so we got the kids ready in their kind of onesie rain cover things and welly boots and hats and what have you. And it was a standout day, I remember. There was nobody there. We had the whole place to ourselves because nobody would go to a National Trust on a wet day. The park, so within National Trusts, there's little play areas, and I'm pretty sure Cragside might have two separate play areas where there's like swings and slides and things like that. And not only were they having the time of their life because they had the whole place to themselves, the three boys, but they were going faster down the slides because it was wet and they had their wet rain suits on. And it was just lush. And then afterwards, we went into the little cafe and we had hot chocolates and little tray bakes. And it was lovely. It was so, so nice. So that was amazing. And why? It was amazing because we still made the best out of what could have been a really dreary, boring day. And not only that, but like from a rainy day to make it so pretty. And as I say, that is the prettiest place you can go in life, I think. It's so gorgeous. To go there on a rainy day was amazing. So that's my what was amazing and why. That's definitely one of them. The next one that I want you to ask yourself is, what are you proud of and why? What have you achieved this year that you're really proud of yourself for doing? What was something that you either stuck at, overcame, stepped outside your comfort zone, achieved, etc.? What are you proud of yourself for and why? And then I want you to give yourself the biggest pat on the back for it. Rather than just letting it go by as something that you just did, let's celebrate how amazing you are and how fantastic you've done and why you've done it. Like, why it was amazing, rather. Like, what you did to do that thing. Then the next three things, I paused a little bit there, although you might not hear it because it might cut it out. I paused a little bit there because the next three things are where you're going to check in with yourself. Now, this is not to beat yourself up. This is because these are the areas we need to grow. And when we know our areas of growth, we can do something about it. Rather than repeating it again and again and again, we can do something about it. And this is going to prepare you for the podcast episode next week. Our New Year's special episode. This is going to prepare you for it. So I don't want you to feel down after this. This is worthwhile doing. And I do it with clients as well. Like, it's getting the crap out of the way before we start building the life that we want to see. Before we start becoming the person we want to be, we have to get rid of this stuff. Okay? So, what are the things that keep you stuck? What are the things that you self-sabotage? What are the habits and actions that keep you stuck all the time? And I want you to write that down. It could be just not having a routine. It could be procrastination. It could be a fear of failure. It could be getting sidetracked by life that you never do that thing. So where do you self-sabotage? And then what do you need to work on or overcome in 2024? What do you need to work on or overcome in 2024? That's personal to you. What is the work that you know you need to do on yourself to be able to get to that next level, to be able to break that ceiling that you've created around yourself? What do you know you need to work on to be able to do that? And it could be that it's a health-related one. It could be that it's an appearance-related one. It could be that it is something that you know you need to work on as a development area in your career or business. It could be that you know you need to take a big leap of faith on. What is the thing that you need to work on or overcome in 2024? It could be a fear of failure. It could be anything that's coming up as I'm talking. And then this is the last one, because this is going to prepare you, as I say, for our New Year episode. What are the things that you keep moving over and over and never achieve? And this is not to feel sad about. This is just to give awareness to, because that's the stuff we're going to smash for you in 2024. So what are the things that you keep moving over and over and never achieve? Because you give something else priority, because you have moved it, either because you have been sidetracked, or there's a fear of failure, or there is you've made something else more important. Have I said that already? But it's something that every year you're disappointed didn't happen because you didn't give it enough attention. That's the thing. That's the reflection bit, the core reflection bit of some of the work that we're going to work on next episode. Okay. Spend this time in reflection mode, doing this work. So what was amazing and why? What are you proud of yourself of and why? What do you need to work on or overcome in 2024? Where do you self-sabotage? And what is the thing that you keep moving over and over and never achieve? And then I want you to do this. This is the last thing that I want you to do. I want you to sit in a meditation. Now, I have a meditation on YouTube that you can go and listen to, a guided one. I think there's I think it's a 5-minute one or a 10-minute one. Anyway, there's two or three there that you could listen to. But whatever's comfortable, you don't have to listen to me. You can listen to another one, whatever. But I do want you to spend your time after this beautiful hug that you've given yourself and this reflection work and just sit with your thoughts in a guided meditation, just letting go of everything that you know you need to let go of in a gentle way. And then spending some time reflecting on all the lovely things that you've done and the things that gave you a hug, mentally gave you a hug, physically gave you a hug. And I want you to really, really get that high energy, high vibration by thinking about the things that you're proud of about yourself. Because you know what? You're amazing. And sometimes you forget you tell yourself that because you've spent all year beating yourself up. And actually, you're amazing and you've overcome a ton of stuff to get where you are today. So nothing's wasted. Nothing's wasted. Even in some of the worst jobs we have, nothing's wasted because you've learned resilience. You've learned how to deal with something that came up. Nothing's ever wasted that we go through because we will utilize it somewhere else where we didn't know that the universe had a plan for us. So I'm sending you all lots of love. And thank you for a wonderful year. Again, feeding into me when you've enjoyed an episode. And being with me on this journey of unbreakable mindset. And I can't wait to smash your goals in 2024. Have the best new year, everyone. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.com. coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.